Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
If you have a hell of a story, you can head to annaandraven.com, click on Hell of a Story, and it's your turn to be the storyteller on the air. Now, Kay, you have a hell of a story. What happened?
About 7 years ago, I was coming home from Goldsboro, North Carolina, which is 89 miles from my door. And when I got to the exit, the minute I put my signal on, I ended up in Raleigh, North Carolina, which was 40 miles west, and sitting in my car. And I looked in my rearview mirror, and it was two cops had pulled up behind me, about four car lengths behind me. So I got out the car, and they got out the car. And when I saw them, I nearly passed out because they were like 7 or 8 foot tall, and they were really white. When they walked up to me, the tallest one said was, "Do you realize that you had two tractor trailers behind you the whole time?" And I said, "Sir, I don't even know how I got here." He goes, "Are you taking drugs or drinking?" I said, "No, sir, I take medicine." And then he goes, "Let me smell your breath." When he bent over, my head was at his waist. I didn't know what to say or what to do. And he, you know what he said? He goes, "Okay, you can go. You're fine." So I get in the car, and I look in my rearview mirror, and they're not there. And I look around, and I'm not on a road. I'm in grass. And there's no road around me anywhere. So I started the car, and I put it in drive. And honest to God, I end up in Tarboro, North Carolina, which is 73 miles from right there where I was parked at. And I was supposed to get off the exit at Rocky Mount, which was 50-some miles.
How did you get home?
When I woke up, I was in Tarboro. And I knew then that something wasn't right because I didn't remember driving from the time I put the car in drive to that place. I looked around, and I saw an exit ramp. I got on it, and I got back on 95 and come home. And the thing of it is, I missed only 20 minutes late coming home, and it shouldn't have been, but an hour and 15 minutes getting me home.
You think you were abducted by aliens? Is that what you think happened?
I think I jumped time.
Okay, the police officers, the tractor-trailer incident and so forth, the image of these men being so tall. And,
oh, God, that freaked me out.
Yeah, and this bright white or almost this blinding gray.
But
so
their faces were normal?
They were real white. They had real white skin and white faces, but they were in uniform.
Gosh, I mean, you hear about people with the flashbacks and the memories of things. And, you know, obviously a lot of times it's some sort of experiment, some sort of probe. But, you know, there's no fear in what you're telling me. It's just kind of, again, this bewilderment, which is so odd.
Yes.
It's terrifying because you don't know what happened.
As to this day, I cannot even fathom how I got from point A to point B and from point B to point C before I hit 95 and come home.
That is a hell of a story, and that's got to be scary. How long ago did this happen?
About 7 years ago, I think.
I wonder if there's other people out there with similar occurrences that they felt like something like this happened. The combination of losing time, covering distance, and, you know, encountering what only can be described really as giant beings who don't seem to be human, yet they're human.
It's so unreal even just to talk about it.
All right. Thank you so much, Kay. If you have a hell of a story, too, submit it at annaandraven.com.